Welcome to the Diary of a Conversationist podcast. This podcast is hosted by Osarewe Amaewo. This podcast focuses on inspiring you through words of wisdom, love, for the sole purpose of self-development and self-mastery. So with each conversation, you'll be learning more about developing yourself, about understanding yourself, about being more aware of yourself, and how best to make the most of your life. Welcome once again. Hello there, how are you? How's your 2022 coming along? First of all, I'd like to say Happy New Year, because this is officially my first episode for the year 2022. I have no excuses as to why I hadn't published any episode prior to this. Yeah, no excuse. No excuse. It's just a function of procrastination. So I'll put it out there, procrastination. I'll say, you know, the things that happened, you know, within the last 2 months, like January, February, I was like, yo, I would like to share this with the community, you know, let them have a sneak peek with what's happening. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to do this. You know, do you ever have those moments where you are, I'm going to, and you eventually never do them. So that was like how it happened the first 2 months of the year. But thankfully, I'm back, and I'm excited to be back. As of the time of this recording, it's the first day of March 2022, and I have so many things to be grateful for. But that's not what today's episode is about. Honestly, I am just excited and, you know, ecstatic to be back and to be publishing an episode. After a long time. I think the last time I did an episode was sometime in November last year. So it has been 3 whole months without any episode published. So I'm excited to be back. And so with that, you know, in that season or in that period, you know, I'm in that space in my life where I feel like I'm transitioning. Maybe because, you know, this year I'm going to be entering another decade of my life's existence. Maybe, I'm not certain. But if there's one thing that has been really paramount for me, you know, late last year, entering this year, has been, you know, change. And so, with that in mind, today I'm going to be sharing about honoring yourself. And I usually don't do this, but I think today, or, you know, moving forward or something, today I'm just going to do something I usually don't really do. So today I'm going to read a scripture. So, and this scripture was shared with me by Coach Eden A. Onwuka. You know, she was having a conversation with me, and she read the scripture to me and it blew my mind. And so that's the premise on which I want to start out this conversation. For those of you that don't know who Coach Eden A. Onwuka is, please Google out. She is, you know, she belongs, she's a member of the Forbes Coaches Council. You know, she's a certified John C. Maxwell, you know, coach, leadership coach. She's also a trained, you know, small business consultant, right? And I literally felt empowered by just having that conversation with her. She said so many mind-boggling and, you know, paradigm-shifting concepts and ideas with me. And one of those ideas, just one of them, is what led to today's topic of honoring yourself. So like I said, I'm going to be reading scriptures. It is Psalms 49, verse 20. And I'm going to be reading from the American Standard Version. It says, a man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perishes. Can you take that in? A man that is in honor and understandeth not is like the beast that perishes. The person has, you know, they ought to accrue some honor to themselves, but they did not do that, you know, and so scripture likens that person to be a beast. Can you see how this is? Another translation says, a man that is in honor and underneath not is like the beast that perisheth. And so with that being said, that's the premise I'm going to start out today. You know, honor. Honoring yourself. You know, sometimes when we think about honor, we are quick to accrue it to others. We're quick to, you know, defer to others, which is really good, you know, which is also fine, but not at the detriment of harming who you are. Not harming, like, literally doing something against yourself. No. And so when we talk about honor here, please be mindful that I do not speak of anything regarding you, you know, feeding your ego, inflating your sense of importance. Far from it. But when I speak of honor here, I speak of it as, you know, seeing the truth of who you are and working in that understanding, seeing the truth of who you are. And so the truth is, you know, Coach Eden Ewonwuka said to me, she said, you cannot, you know, maximize what you don't recognize. Whoosh! I felt like that was like a tweetable tweet there. She said, you cannot maximize what you have not recognized. That means, even as an individual, even if you have abilities, talents, giftings, you know, things that you are capable of doing, you cannot make the most of it because you have relegated it. And the interesting thing was, a couple of like weeks or days prior to my interaction with Coach Eden, you know, I had said to a colleague of mine at the office, I said to him, I said, I'll possibly speak it in the Nigerian local palace. For my international audience, you might not understand this, but I'm also going to say it in English. So in Nigeria, there's something called see finish. You know, it's more like, to properly put it, it's more like disdain. You know, it's more like contempt, right? And I said to that colleague that sometimes we disdain ourselves, we hold ourselves in contempt. But I said it in a local palace, that sometimes we see ourselves finish. That's how I said in Nigeria. You see yourself finish. Like, you do not think highly of yourself. Not like in a self-inflicted way. You do not think that there's something like what you do not, you know, estimate or evaluate what you have to offer. You just relegate it. You just feel because it comes easy to you, it's nothing. And that's what you term as nothing is what someone else is secretly praying to God that they have as an ability, is paying heavily to learn as a skill, but yet you disdain it. Guys, today we're still talking about honoring yourself. And so even as you listen to me today, I would want you to sit back and take a look at the things that's happening in your life, and just look at yourself and, you know, look at your abilities, look at your, you know, your capabilities, look at, you know, your giftings, your talents, and look at how you've been able to, you know, organize and place others and structures in your life. And look at the areas where you're also missing the mark. I, for one, speaking to you right now, I am not excluded from this dishonoring of myself. And I know you might be wondering how, you know, how is that? for every time where I did not act in alignment with my values, I dishonored myself. For every time where I did not stand up for what I believed in, I dishonored myself. For every time where I kept quiet when I needed to say something, I dishonored myself. For every time where I did not treat my body as a temple that it is, I dishonored myself. For every time where I did not, you know, take care of my body by exercising, you know, by feeding it right, you know, hydrating, I dishonored myself. You know, I'm not talking about the grand, you know, sometimes when we talk about things like this, people are so quick to, you know, look at the outside, external things, and not even, consider the little things. But there's beauty in considering little things. So what does it mean to honor yourself? It means that you are accountable and responsible for your actions. You're not blaming it on others. You're not, you know, I said this to myself today whilst, listening to Bob Proctor's program, You Are Born Rich. I said this to myself, that even our actions and inactions have consequences. The fact that you did not act on something, there's still the consequences that will come for not acting. So by virtue of just, you know, choosing not to do anything about a thing, there's still the consequences for that. So what do I mean by honoring yourself? It means that if you are in a jam, you do not compromise on your value, but stand on your integrity. That's honoring yourself. So now I know that you're wondering, how do I go about honoring myself? How do I go about honoring myself? You know, like Coach Eden said to me, you cannot maximize what you don't recognize. So it starts with you. It begins with having an understanding of you. It begins with observing you. Get acquainted with you. You know, in recent times, right, I have been questioning everything. Do you know what? You know why that's important? Because one of the ways you are able to break or, free yourself from an unempowering belief is to question it long enough. And thankfully, I've been reading, James Clear's book, Atomic Habits. And that has been pumping me with so much, way of thinking and being, right? And so I'm questioning certain habits that I have. Why do I, why when I wake up in the morning, why do I reach out for my phone? What happens if I don't reach out for my phone? What happens if I wake up in the morning, I go to my, my study and just try to pen down my thoughts, or write stuff that I'm grateful for, or just do something different? What happens? Why do I automatically have to lay on a certain side of the bed? Why do I I've been questioning every single thing, everything. So that's the starting point. Get acquainted, work on knowing yourself all the way through. Ask yourself, what do I need to learn about myself today? What do I need to learn about myself today? Honestly, since I started that, I've been seeing certain things that ordinarily I wouldn't even consciously take note of it. So I'll give you this classical example. I like to give examples about myself, right? And so this example was, something that happened at the office, and had received a mail from my boss and I needed to respond to it. I saw the mail just before I slept. That was like almost midnight, right? See, me not honoring myself by sleeping early so I could wake up early. As I did before, yeah. I'm also working in progress with this. And it got me thinking, panicking on what was going to be the response for the morning. So as my manner is, I just prayed, oh Lord, help me. And I tried to sleep, but I couldn't really sleep because even in the midst of the sleep, I was still thinking about the meal. That's why possibly when you close from work, let work be. don't take it to your home or take it to your bedroom. When you close from work, let work be. In fact, don't open the work email till the next day. Take that advice from me so you can sleep well. when you get to the office, so open it, right? And so I had already had an, you know, that whole thing coming to the office this morning. And so when I was talking to, you know, my colleagues, I already had a certain disposition. I was already agitated by everything, right? And after some point, after a point in time, I just made peace with the whole thing and, you know, let it be. But later on, we had a Zoom call and we had to talk about it. And so at that point, we talked about it and it was so, you know, downcasting again. What I, you know, this thing when you put off things, thinking that when you put it off, it's going to go away. It doesn't go away till you address it. And so at that point, after the Zoom call, I was like, I need sugar rush. I need to take something sugar rush. And so then it hits me that, oh, when I'm not feeling a certain way, like when I'm not feeling happy about something, probably I turn to food. And that had never hit me before. It's just like an auto response. Normally, I would stand up and go get like a snack, get like a donut or something and just eat and just, you know, and try to keep it going and possibly leave earlier than normal from the office and just go home and try to, you know, just try to log off. But I told myself, I have a class to take. I will take that class. I'm going to sit down and learn for that designated hours of time. Do you know the funny thing? If I had not decided to try to watch or know me better, I wouldn't have realized that, you know, when I am pressured or when I am, you know, under some form of stress, I turn to food. I was like, oh. But alas, rather than going to take that donut, I didn't. I drank water. Also, that didn't drink, you know, just, you know, letting go of the donuts and having water instead is because consciously I'm training myself to regard my body as a temple. And so I'm very careful at this point in time of my life as to what I inject into my system. That's me honoring me, right? So the next point is be transparent. Like I said, I realized that, oh, okay, when I'm like this because I observed it, I'm most likely to do this, you know, whether calculated or not calculated, or just move towards it. But I was transparent with myself that, oh, okay, I was transparent with it. I did not allow any, you know, confusion or nothing. No, not at all. I just told myself the truth. Oh, okay, this is it. I know that this is how I'm feeling right now, but this would also pass. But I don't have to allow what happened yesterday ruin my entire today. I have plans for today, so I have to stick with it because, you know, in the book, The Atomic Habit, James Clear talks about that the easiest way to be consistent with change is about having a certain set of identity. So in my head, okay, I'm the person that sets out to do things and stick to the task regardless of the twists and turns that happen along the way. So I stuck to it. Next, respect your boundaries. You know, even as individuals, personally, you know, sometimes when we talk about boundaries, people are thinking of, you know, literally putting themselves within a box and having people be outside and they're inside the box. But every true and lasting change begins with you. You know, Mahatma Gandhi would say, be the change you want to see in the world, right? Every true and lasting change begins with you. Have boundaries, like, for your own self. Let there be, whether you call it sets of values. For me, I feel like, you know, sets of values, that moral code of conduct that you choose to live by. Those are like principles that guide you on how and what you choose to live by. Right? Ask yourself, who am I really? Who am I? How would you define yourself? How would you define yourself? Next, ask yourself, what do I need? You know, there's sometimes we have allowed external validations, external influence, from environment, from people we spend time with, influence our thought process, our actions, and not even allow ourselves, you know, really comprehend what we need. So be honest. Be open about what you feel, especially when, you know, something is uncomfortable. Show your humanity. Refuse to hide your fears. And be vulnerable, just like I have been vulnerable here today. Just be vulnerable with yourself. Honoring yourself also means that you are, you know, reinventing yourself. Reinventing yourself. Be kind to yourself. Work on releasing regret. Work on, you know, anger. Work on fear. You know, work on your fear, work on your anxiety, invest your time in things that make you feel good. I learned something today from the Book Practice Seminar. And, you know, it's more like a fascinating idea for me. Very, very fascinating. They said, success is energy in its most orderly and organized state of vibration. Why failure is energy in its most confused state of vibration. Be willing to invest your time into things that makes you feel good. So in terms of feelings, right? You know, Bob Proctor teaches that your feelings is how you are able to interpret what's happening in your subconscious. And there's something fantastic he made mention of. He talked about success is energy in its most orderly and organized vibration. Failure is also energy in its most confused state of vibration. So observe this. Have you observed that every time you feel down, sad, depressed, it seems like it's like a circle, like a curve that keeps winding down and down and down and down and down and down. That's it. Like sad, gloom, nothing productive or good comes out from that state of being. Right? But also, have you observed that when you feel joyful, gratitude, you know, good things comes out from that. Also, Coach Eden also said to me, you know, she mentioned, she said, gratitude is a propellant. And it's from that space that everything beautiful comes in life. From that space. Ask yourself, how can I surpass, you know, self-defeat and find positivity? Open your heart. Be open-minded. Be open-minded. That's just the truth. Be open-minded because, you know, if you're closed-minded, you can't accept ideas that can change your life. You know, just merely listening, spending a whole lot of time this period and season of my life listening a whole lot to Bob Proctor. I'm learning so much by just listening to him. He says that an idea, you know, you just merely, you know, contemplating on an idea, it's able to spark up something in you that can cause a change for you. So be open-minded. Ask yourself, what will it take to quiet my mind so I can listen to my heart? That's also a way to honor yourself. Express tons gratitude, like I said. It's a propellant. From that space, all amazing things are bettered. Amazing things are bettered. So ask yourself today, what am I grateful for? What am I grateful for? Right? When you honor yourself, when you give yourself the same love and respect you give to others, you can free yourself from comparison and self-doubt. By honoring yourself, you are making the statement that you have more to share, more to give, more to respect, and more value to bring to the world. Yeah, there's always more. By honoring yourself.
there's always more. So to wrap up what I've said to you today, simple ways to honor yourself: get to know yourself, be transparent with yourself, respect your own boundaries, be honest with yourself, reinvent yourself, express thanks and gratitude. Yeah. So, it's a wrap. Yeah, it's a wrap for today. Thank you for listening. Trust you had an amazing time listening to this episode. I trust that you're going to apply the tools and the things you've heard from this episode. I would really love to hear from you, and I would love to connect with you. So you can follow me on Instagram, send me a message on Instagram at Osarugwe Amaya, OSARUGUEAMAYA, Osarugwe Amaya. And possibly you can also connect with me via email, amayaosarugwe@gmail.com. Till the next episode, keep being hopeful, joyful, and resourceful. Have a blessed day.